Step 3. Look at the bigger picture. Do your best to gain perspective not just on the issue that is the source of discouragement, but on your relationship to it as well. For example, am I feeling this way because I'm burned out? Do I just need a break? What part of this situation is my fault? What can I do differently? What can I learn? Am I making progress but just slower than I'd hoped? What lessons have I learned? Am I a better person because of the experience? Or, who can I talk to gain some trusted insight and perspective on this matter? This is always a big help to me because much of my discouragement stems from unfulfilled expectations. Oftentimes, a fresh perspective is all I need. Step 4. Ask, what's my plan? As I reflect on all the times I've been discouraged, they have been times when I needed to grow. It may be that I needed to learn to set better expectations, that I needed to learn to be more careful in whom I place my trust, or that I needed to have a different perspective. In each case, I was forced to grow as a person. Next to each item on your list, write down your plan to address the issue that is bothering you and quickly move on. Don't accept a long-term sentence of discouragement. It is a choice. Keep moving forward. Nothing puts an end to discouragement like productive mental and physical activity. And step 5, count your blessings. Make a list of all the things for which you're grateful. Oftentimes, we focus on the one thing that's wrong and overlook the 99 that are going well. When you make a conscious effort to write down what's good and going well in your life, it helps put things in perspective. So, it's a time for action. What will you do the next time you find yourself getting discouraged? Vincent van Gogh, famous Dutch painter, said, "In spite of everything, I shall rise again. I will take up my pencil, which I have forsaken in my great discouragement, and I will go on with my drawing." The secret to overcoming discouragement is to look at it as a temporary obstacle and learn how to process it. Once you start executing your plan, the discouragement that you feel will leave as quickly as it appeared. Hold on to your vision and remember, all great successes came after periods of discouragement and failure. Don't give up. The dark cloud of discouragement will disappear. You will smile again and experience a productive, fruitful life. And remember, by immediately dealing with discouragement when it strikes, not only will your life be better, but so will your family, friends, and coworkers who are impacted by your attitude.